Sometimes a necklace is more than just a necklace. If you're Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the United States Supreme Court, someone who has a lot to say, even what you wear around your neck sends a message. When it's the end of June and everyone is breathlessly waiting for the Supreme Court to hand down its most important decisions, those lacy or sparkly collars over her black robe, called jabots, are a clue to what's about to happen. On June 25, 2013, Justice Ginsburg, nicknamed RBG, took her seat on the curved Supreme Court bench wearing a spiky jabot with scalloped glass beads. It's a necklace she only brings out when she has to, and that day her message was loud and clear: I dissent. The math of the Supreme Court is pretty simple. 9. That's how many justices there usually are, picked by a president to serve for life or as long as the justice wants. 4. That's how many justices have to agree to take a case, since they get asked to decide thousands of disputes and can take fewer than 100. 5. That's how many justices need to agree on a result. And then at least one of the majority needs to explain, in writing, why. After all, they say what the law means for the entire country, and everyone, including the president, Congress, and judges across America, is supposed to follow. But let's say one of the justices thinks the 5 or more in the majority are wrong. She or he doesn't have to clam up and take it. That's when she can publicly push back in a written dissent to tell the world how she thinks the case should have gone. And if she's feeling particularly salty, the justice can sit in the courtroom when the majority announces its opinion and tell the world exactly how she feels. The Supreme Court is a pretty polite place, so it doesn't happen a lot. RBG was feeling particularly salty that week. After 20 years as a Supreme Court justice, the 80-year-old was about to break a record by dissenting from the bench, publicly and verbally demanding her colleagues and the world listen to her protest. That's how bad she believed matters had gotten. That day, 5 justices, led by Chief Justice John Roberts, had decided the country no longer needed an important part of a law known as the Voting Rights Act. The law, first passed by Congress in 1965, acknowledged an ugly truth. State governments, which create many voting rules, had been coming up with all kinds of ways to block African Americans from voting. Thanks to the Voting Rights Act, states that had a track record of discrimination had to ask the federal government for permission to change their voting laws so the government could decide whether those laws hurt historically oppressed people. But no more. Any racial discrimination in voting is too much, Roberts declared that morning. But our country has changed in the last 50 years. He pointed out that America had elected the first black president in 2008. Roberts said his piece, then added evenly, Justice Ginsburg has filed a dissenting opinion. A woman who defies stereotypes, RBG has survived sorrows and setbacks, always beating the strong odds against her. Fierce and knowing, she does not mess around, and you don't want to mess with her. But even after she had spent years as one of the most important judges in the country, some people assume they can count her out because she is small and delicate and has survived cancer twice. But on that morning, there was no mistaking her passion. At stake, RBG told the courtroom, was what was once the subject of a dream, the equal citizenship stature of all in our polity, a voice to every voter in our democracy undiluted by race. It was an obvious reference to Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech, but the phrase equal citizenship stature, meaning everyone is treated equally under the law, had special meaning to RBG in particular. 40 years ago, she had stood before this very bench as a young lawyer before 9 male justices and forced them to see that women were people too in the eyes of the Constitution, that women, along with men, deserved equality, to stand with all the rights and responsibilities that being a citizen meant. As part of a global movement for women's rights, RBG had gone from facing closed doors to winning 5 out of 6 of the women's rights cases she argued before the Supreme Court. No one, Not the firms and judges that had refused to hire her because she was a young mother, not the bosses who had paid her less for being a woman, had ever expected her to be sitting up there at the court.